Would you like to know more about the heart of Jesus? If so, you've come to the right place. Welcome to the Kingdom Come podcast from the Thames Valley Churches of Christ. For 2 months, we're diving deep into the Sermon on the Mount, the Gospel of Matthew, chapters 5, 6, and 7. And these podcasts are designed to help us take these amazing words of Jesus and apply them to our devotional life. Now, on to today's scripture. Matthew 5, 25 and 26. Settle matters quickly with your adversary who is taking you to court. Do it while you are still together on the way, or your adversary may hand you over to the judge, and the judge may hand you over to the officer, and you may be thrown into prison. Truly I tell you, you will not get out until you have paid the last penny. The emphasis here seems to be on quickly. And it follows on, of course, very well from the previous passage about not hating people, not saying you're someone's a fool, and remembering to reconcile any relationships that are damaged before we participate in worship. Here, we have a situation where we are in conflict with somebody. The implication seems to be that we have done something wrong. Otherwise, why would we end up in prison and having to stay there until we paid the last penny? And there are times, aren't there, when we know we are in the wrong in a relationship. And we're waiting for the other person to take initiative. But Jesus says, no, you take initiative. If you are one of my followers, you are the one that can have the courage to step forward and say, let's reconcile. Otherwise, we might be in jail a long time. And being in a metaphorical jail of being isolated, of not being in close, loving relationships with our brothers and sisters is a terrible situation to be when we're in a congregational setting. Jesus is stressing the urgency of personal reconciliation here. Do it when you can. Do it as soon as you can. Do it as wholeheartedly and, I suppose, humbly as you can. So in our devotional times today, why don't we reflect on whether there are some relationships to be reconciled and whether we are the one, well, we know we are the one, to take initiative. And if so, how? How can we do it? That's a different question. But let's identify, first of all, who, and then ask God for the strength to take initiative to reconcile. We hope you found today's reflection helpful. If you have any questions or suggestions, please contact me on malcolm@malcolmcox.org. Until the next time, let's pray. As Jesus taught us, our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Take care. God bless.